Here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Happy New Year to you. My, another year's come and gone. God's been good to us. He's blessed us. He said he'd be for us. And if he be for us, there's no power that would ever stand against us. So I'm glad to see another year come in. I don't know what this year is going to hold, but anyhow, I'm ready for the new year. And I hope you are too. I hope you had a blessed Christmas and a happy, happy and pleasant new year. Well, let's get right into our broadcast by doing this song. I've been doing this for several years. It's a beautiful little song. It says, "Someone to Care."
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you. When your disappointments come and you feel so blue, there is someone who will care for you. When you need that special friend, he'll be a friend until the end. There is someone who is a friend to you. Someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. Come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you. He'll come down from the sky, he'll brush those tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you.
Yes, sir, you're his child, and he cares for you. I'm a child of a king. I'm glad today to report the good news. Well, let me send it out to Glenna Brown. I hope that she's doing well, and hope she had a pleasant Christmas, and looking forward to a brand new year, Ms. Brown. And then Nancy and Asel Ryder. I appreciate them from up in Marlington. I hope that they're still getting to broadcast and listen to the broadcast each and every Sunday morning. And then Bobby and Alicia and Cindy Coulter, I hope that they're doing well. I saw them on Facebook, and they make a fine-looking couple. So I hope that they're doing real well. And also, well, let's remember Arvin Neely and Doris Neely today. And Doris, we're still praying for you. And Patty and Barry Harper, I'm filling in for Barry up at the Pillar of Truth Church until Patty gets through with her surgery. She's got to have a shunt put in her back. So let's pray for Patty, pray for Barry, and pray for Martha. Martha fell the other day and cut her head over her eye pretty, had to put stitches in that, but she's doing pretty good. And then Gladys McClung, I understand she's in the hospital, going to have surgery. So let's remember her in prayer. And then Brian Vickers, I appreciate this gentleman, and I hope that he's doing real well. So let's go right back now, and I want to send this up to Guy and Bob up in Wayside, and I hope that they enjoy this. Martha says, I want us to be together in heaven.
Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we walk the last mile together. We made our house a home for our little ones, and we've known happiness, and we've known some sad times too.
Together. That's Bob and Evelyn Guy. I hope that they enjoyed that beautiful song. Martha and I love to do that one. I guess you probably get tired of hearing the same old songs over and over, but we didn't do any new songs, and Martha now is in a convalescent home there in health care, and we're not doing any new songs at all. I'm trying to do some new songs, but I haven't found any yet, so you continue to pray for us. Maybe we'll get you some new ones on. I want to remember Ramona Malcolm. I hope that she's doing well. That's Jimmy Tanner's aunt. I hope that I'm saying that right. Ramona Malcolm. I hope I'm saying that right, Miss Malcolm. If I'm not, you know exactly who I'm speaking about. And then Ruby Dixon. I appreciate her. And I appreciate Louise and Betty Joe and everyone up and around the Linside area to hear the broadcast. And James, and I just got so many people on my mind that I'm thinking about, and it's hard to get the names all out. But anyhow, I'm still praying for you. I hope that you're still praying for me, and we're looking for a good year. I was in a funeral home the other night, and a lady came over to me, and she said, you know, I listen to your broadcast every Sunday morning, and a lot of people hear this broadcast. And I said, well, as long as the people help and pay and pray and support it, we'll just keep right on keeping on for the Lord. So I'm going to go right now and do this song right here for you. This is a beautiful song. And this one said, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. There is a miracle. God is a miracle working God.
With little understanding, not a word to speak, Father led his favorite son toward a mountain peak. Each step would bring them near the place where the sacrifice would burn. Just before the lad would die, Father Abraham will learn there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step he climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. For no apparent reason, a lamb begins to climb along a rocky mountainside, some greener grass to find. How could he know that he'd become the answer on his way? Isaac would not have to die, he would live to say, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step he climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. Walk on a little farther, no matter how you feel, you'll never know what's lying up ahead. Oh, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today.
Ed, Mary J. Ballinger, I hope you're enjoying the year. I hope you had a great Christmas and a blessed and prosperous new year. I'm going to go to the sermon now. I hope you enjoy this sermon, and let's give it a listen.
I'm only reading today one passage of Scripture, and that's found in Job chapter 3, verse 25. Job said, everything I fear and everything I dreaded has happened to me. Another translation says, I feared a fear and it came to pass. The question I like to ask today, is fear only a state of the mind? There are people today that are imprisoned to many things. First of all, fear itself. Because the Bible said fear hath torment. But today, fear is the thing that we must fear most. Because there is a spirit of fear in this day and time especially that is gripping the hearts of all of America. As a matter of fact, this fear has spread throughout our whole entire world. People are afraid on every hand. They don't know what's going to happen at the next turn. We become like animals in a cage, prancing to and fro, looking for freedom. Every living thing is yearning just to simply be free, but to be free in the mind. Because, you see, freedom is not only a state of the mind, but fear has gripped the heart. There was a movie not long ago called The Shawshank Redemption. And in that movie, you would get the idea of what it's like to spend the rest of your life behind bars. And maybe I'm speaking to some right now. And you know what it's like. Someone telling you when to rise. Someone telling you when to lie down. When to eat your meals and when to get out and go out into the courtyard so that you might have some fresh air. Again, I ask the question, is freedom only a state of the mind? You see, there are people so frozen by fear that they cannot experience real freedom. Yet one could make the argument that there are prisoners behind bars for a lifetime sentence that experience more freedom than many of us. There are people who are prisoners to many things. Maybe they're addicted to alcohol, cocaine, a reckless relationship. Fear keeps them home, no social life. There are people who cannot even leave their own homes, literally because they have panic attacks. I remember a lady who was battling with panic attacks, and she was told that the next time you have a panic attack, wherever you are or whatever you're doing, stop and lie down right beside the subject that has caused the panic attack. Well, lo and behold, she was down at the grocery store buying groceries. She goes by a fruit stand, and all of a sudden the panic attack happened. She laid down right beside of the fruit stand. Many were laughing. Many were awed because of what she was doing. But she stayed there until she overcame the fear. Yes, and you, maybe you go through the same thing, panic attacks. We don't understand them, but it's a fear like no other fear that grips you. And all of a sudden you become a slave to that fear, and therefore you have a panic attack. You see, they rely upon one another, and they cannot cope alone. Children will not even leave the parents, afraid to go to college, afraid to go to work, afraid to go to school, because fear has gripped their heart. We have more prisons built within the mind than we have in the prison houses. A young man once began a camp far into another country, and I cannot name the country because I don't know the country, but people would come to him and they would want to escape from the realities of life. They wanted to get away from it all because of their nerves and because of fear and because of this and that was happening in their life. And they would pay a great sum and they would get a one-way ticket to this place that was named I'll Fly Away. And when they got there, they were given new identity. They did not know where they were at. No one knew who they was. And several people had already taken this venture. But once you got there, you did become a brand new person. You became a new identity. You became a person that was unknown by anyone else. And I just wonder, after being there just for a little while, if the same problems that they had here, if they don't have them same problems there, where they're at the place which is called a place where there is nobody. You see, you can visit any prison, any nursing home, and find people who experience more freedom than people who are physically free to come and go as they desire. Joseph never was a prisoner of the mind. He was a man that was sold by his own family, thrown into a pit. I call it that he went from a pit to a prison to the palace. And you know, Joseph, never at any time will you find Joseph whimpering and crying because of this situation. Because even though he had a lot to fear, he never let fear cause him to become a prisoner of his own mind. When he was sold into slavery, would anyone have thought that he would become a trusted advisor to the king of Egypt? Joseph even spent some time in prison, in the prisons of Egypt, before he was even set free. But he said to his brothers later on, "What do you mean? What you meant for evil, God meant for good." Dr. Martin Luther King made the statement, and the statement was this, "I have a dream." A book was written called The Freedom of Mind. I quote from Dr. Martin Luther King's statements. He said, "We dare not take the gift of freedom for granted." You see, what is freedom really all about? Who of us is really free? Ultimately, freedom comes only from Christ. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." The early church in Rome probably included three kinds of people. They were slaves, they were free men, and they were freedmen. There were various reasons why someone might be a slave. Some were sold into slavery by their parents at their birth. Some sold themselves into slavery just to simply pay a debt. Some were taken captivity during the time of war. But Christ has paid the price to set us free. And yet some of us are still in slavery. We're a slave to fear. We're a slave to worry. We're a slave to sin. Hear the words of the Master. "Bring me your heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon me, because I care for you." Why are you so anxious? "Look at the birds of the air," Jesus said. If God cared for them, how much more does he care for you? "I have prepared a place for you," he said in John 14, "that where I am, there ye may be also." You see, Christ came that we might have freedom. Another scripture says, "For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver and gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish."
When I think of how he came, so far from glory, came to dwell among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary, take my place. Then I ask myself this question: who am I? My will.
You know, Rusty Goodman did that song. He came in to talk to Festool when he after he did that song. And he said, Festool, I got a brand new song. Rusty was a great singer and a great songwriter. God needed him in heaven. He took him home early. But anyhow, he said, God gave me a new song, Who Am I? And that song has blessed the hearts of many. I hope it blessed your heart today. I'm no Rusty Goodman, but I love that song, Who Am I, that a king would bleed and die for. He died for your sins. I get one of the greatest passages of Scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And I believe in that. I believe when we leave this world, we got a better place to go, youngins. I believe we got a better place to go. I believe there's a heaven to gain. I believe there's a hell to shun. And I do hope today that you've made your commitment and made your preparations and made plans. If you was going to go on vacation, you'd make plans. And that's the same way with heaven. We'll slip out of this life and go home to be with the Lord one day, and we want to be ready. Well, I trust you've enjoyed this first broadcast this year. I hope that we have a great and prosperous ministry this year on the radio ministry. Help us if you can financially. Pray for us. Remember Martha. She's not doing any good. I told you she fell and cut her head open this weekend and had to put a few stitches over her eyes. But she's doing as well as could be expected. I'm doing as well as I can. I'm going to the Pillar of Truth this morning. I'm filling in for Barry Harper there. And you remember Patty, and remember all that we've been called to pray for. Let's pray right now. Father, I pray for that one who is blind in sin. I pray that you'll open their blinded eyes that they might see their lost condition. And Lord, what greater sight can we see than to see ourselves lost without you? Father, we can claim the blood of Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse and make us whole. I'm thankful for the people who have prayed and paid on this radio ministry. Help me keep going, carrying the gospel, singing the songs of Zion, preaching the gospel, going into churches, going into evangelistic work, anything and everything I can do to carry the message of the cross. And I'm thankful for that. I pray for a good year upon them. Whatever the problem is now, God, that you'll undergird them, lift them up above that problem, above that situation. I'll stop and give you praise because I ask it in Jesus' name. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you on this first Sunday morning of a brand new year. Let's pray for each other, and financially you help us if you can. Drop us a card or letter, and there, I'll meet you along the way, or I'll meet you in the air. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.